The city discovered that 85% of the people in its system being treated for addiction are also being treated for another mental health disorder. So officials held a two-day training to help addiction counselors recognize and address conditions such as schizophrenia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, manic depression, and post-traumatic stress in their patients.
Being calm is 90% of it with anxiety.
Laura York led the sessions along with Elizabeth Merrill, who says the research is clear that treating both addiction and co-occurring disorders is more effective, but current licensing is only for one or the other.
It would be helpful if there was a dual license. It'd make it a lot more accessible.
In the interim, the training provides some basic tips, which Counselor Joe Williams says he plans to practice.
Get them into a warm environment so they could feel safe. And I didn't realize the impact it had on people before the training.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.